Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director of the National Hurricane Center, with our latest update on Tropical Storm Isaac. Just released our newest advisory with an updated track and intensity forecast here at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Let's first take a look at Isaac on the broad view in the satellite imagery. And for those of you who are just audio, you won't be able to see this, but I'll be describing kind of how the system has evolved over the last day or so. It has kind of taken the path of least resistance between Haiti and eastern Cuba, not spending a terribly large amount of time over land. There's been a lot of water that has been overnight just west of Haiti, but it is interacting with the complex terrain of the large landmass and mountainous landmass of Haiti and eastern Cuba. Right now, the center of circulation, very near Guantanamo, Cuba, on the eastern tip of Cuba, the maximum sustained winds at 60 miles per hour and moving northwest at 17. But I want to point out on this broad view on the satellite that we already do have some rains occurring over southern portions of Florida. So as we think ahead to what the inland flood potential and rain potential could be for southern Florida, we're already starting to see rain. So water is going to be one of the hazards to be concerned about. And even today, the rain totals will start to accumulate. So flooding down the road when Isaac actually gets closer will be an issue. Again, right now, it is interacting with land, especially eastern Cuba. And now, if we take a look at the forecast track, again, those of you who can't see it online, I'll be describing generally where it's headed. Compared to yesterday, there's increased confidence that it will spend more time over water than over Cuba over the next day and a half or so. That is, of course, bad news for Florida and other parts of the southeast U.S. because that gives it more of an opportunity to strengthen. We are forecasting it to strengthen gradually because it still has to get clear of Cuba, and forecasting to become a hurricane in time before reaching the Florida Keys. Is that 100% guarantee? No, but the chances are high enough that we have a hurricane warning for all the Florida Keys and for the southwest coast of Florida up to Bonita Beach, including the Naples area, for example. We have now issued a tropical storm watch for points farther north of Bonita Beach up to Tarpon Springs. So now if you are in, for example, the Sarasota and Tampa metropolitan areas, now under a tropical storm watch, tropical storm conditions possible within the next 48 hours. So winds are one of the hazards in those watch and warning areas. Be paying very close attention to what your local officials are telling you to do. One of the hazards that we worry about, not just the wind, not just the inland flooding and rains, but storm surge. One of the very sensitive areas to storm surge in the potential path of Isaac is southwestern Florida, Collier County and Lee County. Those areas could see some storm surge. Local officials will be giving you instructions on what to do about that. Another area of concern would be down the road, Tampa, at least what you saw in Debbie perhaps could be a gauge for what the storm surge potential is, and the Big Bend of Florida down the road, another sensitive area for storm surge that we'll be concerned about. So, Isaac's still a tropical storm right now, forecast to become a hurricane. Many hazards to be contending with. Pay attention to the local officials in your areas, especially in the watch and warning areas. And farther north in the northeastern Gulf, we could be dealing with a Category 1 or 2 hurricane in the next several days, moving over the eastern Gulf of Mexico. So that's the latest on Isaac for now from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Director Dr. Rick Nabb.